Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Most of the reviews from the Cochrane Tobacco Addiction Group look at ways to help smokers to quit, but some of them explore how to stop people from starting to smoke in the first place. One of the group's updated reviews from February 2015 does this for family-based programs that aim to prevent smoking by children and adolescents. The lead author, Roger Thomas from the University of Calgary in Canada, tells us what they found and begins by posing and answering the questions that drove the review.
First question, does counselling in families prevent children who are not smoking from starting to smoke? Answer yes. Does counselling in families together with a smoking prevention at school prevent more starting than family counselling by itself? Again, yes. We also wanted to know if more intensive counselling in families is more effective than less intensive counselling. Again, yes. A literature search in all languages and back to the first date of publication of relevant journals found 27 randomised controlled trials. However, 23 trials were from the USA and one each from Australia, India, the Netherlands and Norway. So only 5 countries on 3 continents are represented. There was a lot of variation in follow-up from 6 months to 29 years. The Strengthening Families program was tested by 3 trials. The Family Resource Centre intervention was tested by 2 trials. The Smoke-Free Kids program by 2 trials. All the other 20 interventions were tested by a single trial. We do prefer that an intervention has been proven by several trials in different countries. An example of a high-intensity intervention is the trial by Fosco in 2013 of family resource centres in schools. 3 programmes were offered. Firstly, a parent consultant trained in the family checkup model facilitated collaboration with parents, identified youth at risk, and referred at-risk students for counselling. Secondly, at-risk adolescents and families participated in 3 motivational interviewing sessions to identify family strengths and weaknesses, motivate parents to improve parenting, and engage in intervention services. Thirdly, feedback about the assessment results provided opportunities to select interventions tailored to the unique needs of each family. We were able to add together 7 high-intensity trials to make a larger trial with 1,970 children or adolescents. This group of the 7 trials found the interventions prevented 29% of children starting smoking. This group of trials is still a sample of all possible tests. So if you want to be 95% sure that you knew the outer limits of what the intervention would do, we can say at worst it would prevent 18% starting smoking, and at best 38%, with the best estimate 29%. There are 2 trials of family and school interventions, and they presented 15% more new smokers compared to only a family intervention, with a 95% certain estimate being between 4% fewer at worst and 25% fewer at best, and the best estimate being 15% fewer than simply with a family program.
If you would like to see the evidence behind each of these statements, go to cochranelibrary.com, where you can find the full review with a search for family-based programs and smoking.